long and difficult path. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News was described for Baltimore, where a vital port is closed until further notice after yesterday's collapse of the Key Bridge, a portion of it still resting on the cargo ship that hit a support column.
We still don't fully know the condition of the portions of the bridge that are still standing or of infrastructure that is below the surface of the water. So rebuilding will not be quick or easy or cheap, but we will get it done.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says there's no timeline yet for moving the ship and reopening the port, but that he would expect that could happen much more quickly than bridge reconstruction. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the port closure will have a wide-ranging economic impact.
The Port of Baltimore is responsible for cars, heavy vehicles, agricultural equipment, the largest amount in the entire country. So this is not just going to impact Maryland. This is impacting the farmer in Kentucky. It's impacting the auto dealer in Michigan.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn.
The other big economic question is, could this impact inflation with supply chain hiccups as goods are being rerouted to other ports? But Secretary Buttigieg says today he doesn't expect this to have a huge impact on inflation. He thinks that the supply chain issues here are more specialized and localized than what we saw during the pandemic. So they don't expect this to impact inflation broadly nationwide.
As the NTSB investigates, the Coast Guard says the ship operator has activated its salvage and pollution plans. Divers continue the search for the bodies of six missing construction workers. The U.S. will keep pushing for a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas.
We do think it's possible to bridge those differences, and we're going to continue to try to bridge those differences.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, as the Israeli prime minister, says he hopes Hamas got the message that international pressure won't work, though Israel's also working to reschedule a canceled trip for talks in Washington on the Israeli military plans for the city of Rafah in Gaza. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Disney are no longer fighting, at least on paper, over who controls Disney World's governing district.
Everything we've done has been in the best interest of the state of Florida, and we have been vindicated on all those actions. Going forward, we're going to continue to govern with the best interests of the state of Florida.
The governor defending the battle that began with criticism of a state law limiting certain topics in classrooms for younger students. The governing district for Disney, a board approving a lawsuit settlement today. An effort to relocate two sports teams from Washington, D.C. to Northern Virginia is over. The city of Alexandria posting a statement on its website that talks have ended. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin had announced a framework to create a $2 billion development district, including an arena to lure the NHL's Capitals and NBA's Wizards, who currently play just a few miles away. But an incentive plan failed to gain traction in the Democrat-controlled Virginia Assembly. Legendary filmmaker Martin Scorsese is teaming up with Fox Nation for a docudrama.
The acclaimed director will host, narrate, and executive produce an 8-episode series called Martin Scorsese Presents The Saints. It will debut on November 16th. Each episode focuses on a singular saint, including Joan of Arc, Francis of Assisi, John the Baptist, and more, examining these extraordinary figures and their extreme acts of kindness. In a statement, Scorsese said in part, "These are stories of 8 very different men and women, each of them living through vastly different periods of history and struggling to follow the way of love revealed to them and to us by Jesus's words in the Gospels." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 477 points, shy of a new high, but the S&P with a record close up about 45 points at 5248. The NASDAQ gained 83. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.